Here's the pitch and a swing at a two-hopper right back to DeGrom. He's got it. Rifles a sidearm throw to first. And there are two outs.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You have a couple of options here. Would the Rangers, should the Rangers consider easing up on their starting pitching? Would you like to start with that or go directly to the random sports report?
Let's start with that. I do want to hear because they haven't been very offensive lately.
Yes, I know Mike is.
This is what our friend Mike
yucking it up, listening to the show, which I appreciate. All right, so this was something that Evan Grant kind of floated out there, and at first I was like, "That is absolute madness."
Okay,
but then I read the whole thing, considered. And I think I might be on board. All right, consider this. Jacob DeGrom right now is on pace for 32 starts and 185 innings.
All right.
He hasn't pitched 100 innings in 6 years.
So, and you said 185? So, that'll be a lot.
So, we'll probably have to kind of scale back a little bit at some point. Next.
And still somehow win games.
Yes.
Try to get to the playoffs.
You know what? And we're going to get to that part of it. Nathan Eovaldi is on pace for 196 innings.
I'm sorry, Kevin. I have to go back to DeGrom real quick. Because you said he hasn't pitched 100 innings since whatever. In 19, he pitched 204 innings.
Yeah.
68, 92, 64, 30, 10, and 63. That's what it's been since then.
Yeah.
204. Not just, it has over 100. You dropped that far from it.
Because of all the injuries.
That stinks.
So the idea of going right back up to that number, troublesome. Nathan Eovaldi, he's on pace for 196 innings pitch. That would be the second most of his career. Tyler Malley, he's on pace for 175 innings. He's pitched as many as 130 innings once in his nine-year career. So my point is right now, Jacob DeGrom's on pace for a six-year high. Tyler Malley is on pace for matching a number he's only done once before, and Nathan Eovaldi, the second most innings of his career. And we're continuing to use all of those starts right now when you know our offense can't do jack S.
Yeah.
Would you consider now is actually the time to perhaps skip a start here and there for these players? Because look, if the offense magically fixes itself tonight, we go, then hooray, we're going to be just fine. But what in the world leads anybody on this show to believe that? They're 1-7 in their last eight, averaging 2.5 runs per game. All right, so if you're going to lose, why not lose 7-1 instead of 2-1 and save some of these starts for when hopefully you're at least competent offensively again?
Well, and I guess that's the... Bochy doesn't go into any of these games thinking they're going to lose.
Which is probably but maybe he should.
His mindset is, every day, I'm trying to figure out a way to win today. And you recently saw him say, do I think whenever we get these guys back and healthy, I'd just like to be healthy for a period of time.
Yeah.
Is what he said. Yeah. I just would love to see a lineup where it's not me constantly having to change it. Because I'd like to see them healthy. And the idea of that is he thinks that they can go on a little bit of run. So, yeah, if they're going to scale that back and still figure out how to win games and then say at the end of the season it's going to help us go on a run, then I see that. But at the moment, they haven't been able to prove that they can get wins.
And so I don't know if it's a plan. I'm sure they've had multiple plans.
It makes sense.
This year.
It makes sense. That goes to my sandbagging concept, that I always try to go.
I would love it if you just found out the offense was like, ha ha, just kidding, we're fine. That would be the greatest thing that could possibly happen besides the Stars winning tonight. But like, I'm not saying that there hasn't been plan after plan after plan. But let's say you come up with a new plan. Plan like, I don't know, at this point, J. And... you're like, we feel comfortable that over the next 3 weeks, we're really going to show offensive improvement. All right. Well, then maybe in the next 3 weeks is when you cycle some off days for some of these people. So instead of losing that start that you might get in September or hopefully October, you skip it in May. You skip it in June.
Yeah.
It sounds
like what you're saying here. Cycling in baseball.
Okay. Not Not like that.
Okay.
But it feels very counterintuitive because these are the pitchers, the starting pitchers are the only thing keeping you in these games. But on the flip side, how frustrating is it every time you see one of these ridiculous losses? Like yesterday, couldn't you have just about written it down? The Rangers will lose that game 2-1.
No.
And like, so you could have pitched whoever, and maybe you lost 7-1. Doesn't matter. Still counts all the same. But you look at some of these losses, like you're just a few days removed from a 1-0 loss. You go back to the end of that Boston series, a 2-1 loss, another 2-1 loss to end the Seattle series. Like you've seen it again and again and again. Starting pitching performances, especially from those three guys that don't have unlimited innings on their arms this year.
Yeah.
And you have wasted those starts.
And you're right, you wasted those. And going into each one of those games, your manager is thinking, this gives us a chance to win today because he's on the mound.
Yeah.
Right, like he's my best chance to keep this score 1-0 right now because I know what he's capable of, and that's the way that Boch has approached this entire. He approaches it all the way. Hell, Lou Piniella, what was that conversation with Randy Johnson? Hey, I don't have anybody in my bullpen as good as you, so
yeah.
Go those extra innings. But if it is kind of wasting them, but Boch does also with pitchers, he understands guys like Nate, guys like DeGrom, they want to prove things. They, you know, they're tough. I'm trying to get my numbers also. And
you're right. And what I would argue for those guys
and Boch is old school when it comes to like, hey, man, if they're having a good game, I might as well just keep throwing them out there.
Well, I mean, DeGrom was a great example in his last two starts before this previous one. He had two starts for 199 pitches. I'm not saying that's crazy and pitchers can't do that, but you're also somebody who's coming off of multiple arm injuries. Same thing with Tyler Malley. And so when you hear that DeGrom's on pace for 185 innings and Malley's 175 innings, I'm like, but what if you could scale it down to 165 and 155?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you'd be talking about skipping like 3 or 4 starts for each of them over this run of time. If I can get that 20 innings back or have it available in September or October, doesn't that feel like the far smarter play?
I would hope so. I would hope so if that was the decision they decided to make.
We can maybe ask Bochy that tomorrow, and he'll be like, are you kidding me? Right, have you seen this
offense? Do you not have trust in our offense?
No, like, I would be like, first of all, I don't have trust in your offense. Secondly, this is as well as the pitching staff could conceivably be going, and you have a losing record.
And that being said, he wouldn't say. He's a pretty straight shooter. He's pretty realistic with what his team is.
Absolutely. I understand all of that. All right. Now, if you can go ahead and give me cut number 9, are you ready for some random sports reports?
Let's do it.
Kicks left wing, Dub open. Snaps off a Rainbow 3. In there! Cha-chinga, J-Dub off in Bunny Ball. Oh, baby! 34 for Dub, a playoff career high. Shea's got 10 assists. Thunder back up 7.
Now, I know you might be thinking, well, wait just a damn minute. NBA is not random sport.
You read my mind.
All right. Language. But because I considered that, let's start with competitive eating.
Okay.
Did you see that Joey Chestnut once again shattered his own world record? He ate 42 servings of popcorn in 8 minutes. How much is in a serving? So it's 24 ounces in a serving of popcorn. I need to like view this more or think it through because in my brain that doesn't make any
sense.
It's
like 3 cups.
Okay. Because that's 1,008 ounces of popcorn. And I'm like, you can't eat that much popcorn or you would like explode. But
only if the kernels weren't pre-popped.
So when you pop them,
they get into
I got
stomach you. Stomach acid and they pop.
But yeah, so let's just say medium bag of popcorn.
Okay.
He ate 24 of those in 8 minutes. That means every 20 seconds, he finished a medium popcorn. Actually, it's even less than that because I was thinking 24 bags of popcorn. I meant 42 bags of popcorn. So he was eating
oh my gosh.
5 of those bags every minute. So we're talking about 12 seconds per bag of popcorn.
Did he just funnel it into his mouth? Because when you reach in and grab, you're not getting the whole handful. It's going to fall out. It's going to fall all over the place. It's getting everywhere. I know that I can sit down and eat a bag. Like we watched Oppenheimer. Sure. that movie just as long as Master and Commander, but it feels shorter.
But you know? Better.
Yeah, huh. And a lot better. I had a whole bag of popcorn, almost ate the whole thing. You're telling me he did 42 of these? That was a three-hour movie.
That's right. He did it in 8 minutes.
The worst thing about popcorn. I like popcorn.
All of it.
I really do like popcorn.
Not all of it, just the regular popcorn.
It slides between your gum and your teeth.
Yes.
It's the worst. Mm. It gets in there, and then you're like trying to pluck it out for the next, you know, 2 hours until you can get home and get your water pick or maybe some floss or a toothpick of some. Toothpick isn't going to work.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you brush your teeth, it doesn't even get it out of there. Popcorn, that's the one thing I hate about popcorn. If we could eliminate that, it might be the best snack on the planet.
Mm. I like that.
Except it can't stand by itself.
What are you doing?
Can it?
Yeah.
No, it can't.
Yeah, it can.
You're just going to eat popcorn?
Yes.
With nothing on it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Shut up. No, you're not.
I do it for like the guilt-free snack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It tastes like popcorn.
Great source of fiber, too.
Now, is it better with butter and salt? Yes. Or caramel?
Or cheddar?
Or throw in some M&Ms?
I'll stand by this. Regular popcorn is trash. It's a garbage food.
I just don't know why you would want to do that to yourself with all the amount of corn that's going to get stuck in your teeth is what I'm saying. Okay. That's going to be miserable. And you never really own corn. You're only renting it. Is that the same with popcorn, too? Or is that just with corn kernels?
Hey, Caitlin Clark is going to be out for the next 2 weeks. How disappointed do you think all those fans are going to be at the United Center? So they bought tickets to see Caitlin Clark against Chicago Sky and Angel Reese. Do you think Angel Reese thinks that there's no difference because she's the one who sold all those tickets?
Probably so. And okay. that's part of the her bit and her character is being, she's upset a lot about these things.
Getting her own rebounds.
I think a lot of people are going to be upset that they bought tickets for that and she's not there. That's the draw. She's the draw for a lot of the WNBA for, you know, just look at the ticket sales whenever she's on the road.
The TV ratings.
Yeah, that's what it is. So I think now she can't stay healthy forever. That's just a reality. You know, that's just a reality of everything.
You know what's crazy about that? She did not miss a single game at Iowa.
In high school. I think in high school. Like this is, I think I just saw a note that this is the first time since high school she'll miss a regular season game. So that's wild.
Also, to start the regular season, Angel Reese is shooting a robust 30% from the field. Not from three, from anywhere in the basketball court. That is down, but not as much as you would think from last year when she shot 39% and 18%.
Making baskets is hard.
No, I get that. But if you're a basketball player, you feel like you should be able to do that.
Yeah, exactly. At the highest level.
All right. Let's talk about basketball.
There's a lot of food from Shell Shack in that room over there.
How
much of it you think is going to be left?
Stay focused here for just a couple more minutes.
Not much
at all. I wanted to try to tell you about how the Thunder won again, and they were up 3-1 in the Timberwolves, and they were going to close the series out probably tomorrow. But I'm going to get to the story you really care about. The Indiana Pacers lead the New York Knicks 2-1. Tonight is game 4 in Indianapolis. Tonight will also mark the return of Tyrese Halliburton's dad.
I know.
He has been allowed to return after he had to miss, four whole home games? Really strenuous punishment that they put him through.
They were all playoff games, though. That had to be
stressful.
Don't
go on the court and confront a player. That doesn't feel like
it was Giannis.
Yeah. Does that make it better?
I don't know.
Yeah, like, just imagine. You went to an FC Dallas match, and afterwards you ran on the field and confronted one of the players.
Is my kid on the team?
Yes. I don't think they would say, you can come back in a couple weeks.
We'll have to ask FC Dallas.
Okay.
We'll ask him tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do about that. All right, and then by the way, the Carolina Hurricanes, they were victorious. First time in their last 16 Eastern Conference Finals games, they've won one. So now they won't get eliminated until tomorrow.
Okay.
Instead of last night.
From the 806, I love that I've listened to y'all for so long that I could cook a 4-course meal for Kevin with and without specific items he loves and hates.
Spoiler alert, if you put onions on it, pass.
You have to hide the onions.
Yeah. We're like, oh, they're in the sauce and you don't even taste them. Just don't even tell me they're there.
Yeah.
Because then that's the mental block part of it.
Yeah. That's like when you're got your kid eating something weird for the first time. I don't know. Gator toes or something like that.
What?
Yeah. I don't know. And they're like, what is this? You don't tell them it's gator. You just go, yeah, it could be chicken or something. Enjoy. And then after they're done, then you go, you just ate that. And you laugh at them.
Do you
them
taunt your children
all the
after
time,
you?
Dude? Oh. I love taunting those kids. What are they going to do? Leave?